This time around, we're going to talk about shingles. Just saying that name kind of gets me kind of, I don't know.
And we're not talking about those on a house.
No, well, right. And this has to do with a virus that we're going to find out about and its relationship, I guess, doctor, with chickenpox. With us is Dr. Len Friedland, Vice President and Director, Scientific Affairs and Public Health Vaccines with North America GSK. Doctor, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Hi, good morning, and thank you for having me.
All right, so when I think of shingles, I always think there's a connection to chickenpox. And what is shingles, and explain how, even if they are connected in a way?
Oh, Bruce, you're absolutely right. They are connected with chickenpox. So shingles is caused by the virus that causes chickenpox. This virus, which is called herpes zoster, more than 99% of people over the age of 50 in the United States have evidence that they were infected with chickenpox when they were younger. And the thing about this virus is that while the chickenpox disease goes away, the virus doesn't. The virus goes to sleep inside our body, in our nerves. And it usually stays there quietly, not causing any problems. But as we age and as our immune systems decline, also as we age, the virus can come out and can reactivate, is what we call it, spread through a nerve and cause a painful, itchy rash that typically occurs on one side of the body. And the pain here can be miserable type of pain. People describe the pain as the pain from when I delivered a child or when I had a kidney stone or when I had an acute attack of lower back pain. So it's the type of pain that can really stop you in your tracks. The rash can last typically 2 to 4 weeks. Some people will go on to develop chronic pain that can last months to years, and there can be other complications. Infection on the face can impact the eye and cause eye emergencies, even blindness. So this is a very serious disease that can cause a lot of problems, and it's also very, very common.
It's very common. What can we do about it, then?
Yeah, so more than 1 million new cases every year in the United States. Because more than 99% of people over the age of 50 have evidence of this virus in their body, the risk is 1 in 3 for people over the age of 50 to get a case of shingles. And if we're lucky enough to live to 85, 1 in 2 will develop a case of this disease. And because it's so common, the Centers for Disease Control recommends that all people over the age of 50 be vaccinated to protect against shingles with a vaccine called Shingrix. S-H-I-N-G, which is a shingles vaccine that was discovered and developed by GSK.
Doctor, can someone get shingles more than once?
Yes, they can. People can get shingles more than once. And so the recommendation from the Centers for Disease Control is that even if you've had a case of shingles in the past, if you're over the age of 50, you should be vaccinated with the vaccine called Shingrix.
Were we aware of shingles all along, or is this some more recent discovery, or are we living longer, so what we would have not gotten because of this? What's the history of this? Do we know?
Right. So that's an interesting type of question. So we've been aware of shingles for a very long time. What's new here is that we have vaccines that can help prevent shingles, and just 2 years ago now, almost 2 years ago, this new vaccine called Shingrix was licensed by the Food and Drug Administration and is recommended now for all people over the age of 50. So here we have a vaccine that can prevent a disease that's very common in our older adult population. And so that's why it's so important to know about this, because it's recommended for everybody over the age of 50. And because of that, there's been unprecedented demand. And so we recognize that if you want to get the vaccine, you may not be able to find it in your doctor's office or in the pharmacy. So we ask that people be patient. You'll be able to get the vaccine. Get on a waiting list. Speak to your doctor, your pharmacist. See if the vaccine is in their office or in their pharmacy. If not, get on a waiting list to get the vaccine. There's a vaccine locator at shingrix.com, at S-H-I-N-G-R-I-X.com. There's a vaccine locator there. So you can find out which doctor, which pharmacy in your area has the vaccine, or get on a waiting list. And the other thing is this vaccine, Shingrix, is a two-dose vaccine. So it's important to also plan ahead and get back for that second dose. And really the most important thing is to be patient our vaccine is becoming available. We're shipping out increasing quantities of this vaccine every 2 weeks because there's been unprecedented demand because all people over the age of 50 are recommended to get this vaccine.
And we appreciate you getting the word out today. Again, if people want to find out more, just to get, you know, obviously they can talk to their doctor as well, but where can we, again, get some good information on this?
Absolutely. So in addition to speaking to your doctor and your pharmacist, at the website Shingrix.com, Shingrix.com, there's information about what is shingles, what is this vaccine, Shingrix to prevent shingles, and a vaccine locator to find out where the vaccine is available in your community.
Great. We appreciate your time this morning, Doctor. Thanks for sharing the information.
Have a great day.